Today, I'd like to share some information regarding a study we recently published in the Nature Journal Scientific Reports. In this study, we found that children with autism show atypical preference for non-social stimuli. We believe that this study may have important implications for the understanding of autism. This because when non-social stimuli are more reinforcing than social stimuli, as we have shown in this study, atypical or autistic symptoms or autistic behaviors may develop as a result of these non-social stimuli. Before explaining this in more detail, I will describe what we did in the study and the results that we obtained. We conducted 3 experiments. In experiment 1, 6 non-social stimuli in the form of moving geometric forms were used. An example is just shown. Also, we used six social stimuli in the form of films of human faces, as shown here. These stimuli were presented in a choice arrangement on a tablet computer. Participants were 2 groups of children, children with autism and typically developing children. During each session, a non-social film and a social film were presented simultaneously, side by side on the screen. Whenever a blurred film was touched, that film became clearly visible for 2 seconds. One session lasted for 90 seconds, and 8 sessions were conducted with each child. No auditory stimuli were presented at any time. Dependent variable was number of presses to access the non-social or the social stimuli. In experiment 2, we presented the same non-social stimuli together with the faces of dogs to assess whether preference for non-social stimuli may be reduced by presented together with dogs' faces. Experiment 3 was designed to identify whether the non-social geometric stimuli maintained reinforcement value when presented alone, and to examine the reinforcement strength of the non-social stimuli. We found atypical preference for non-social stimuli in children with autism matched on the developmental age with the chronological age of typically developing children. When given a choice between non-social and social stimuli, the children with autism showed a stronger preference for the non-social stimuli than the typical developing children did. When the human faces were replaced with dogs' faces, the children with autism continued to prefer the non-social stimuli. A strong interest in non-social stimuli was also demonstrated when the non-social stimuli were presented alone, suggesting that the preference for the non-social stimuli was not simply an avoidance of social stimuli. These results demonstrate that non-social stimuli function as a powerful reinforcer for the children with autism. Also, across repeated sessions, the reinforcement strength of the non-social stimuli remained high for the children with autism, while decreasing for the typically developing children. When non-social stimuli are more reinforcing than social stimuli, non-typical development may occur. First, infants with a preference for non-social stimuli will attend to geometrical patterns in the environment, moving objects, flickering lights, and nonverbal sounds at the cost of attending to social stimuli, such as looking at the eyes of the caregiver and listening to human voices. In other words, social stimuli are overshadowed or otherwise outcompeted by the highly reinforcing non-social stimuli. As the infant grows older, the interest in non-social stimuli will result in repetitive and stereotyped behaviors, such as, for example, hand flapping, lining of objects, playing the same YouTube video or computer game over and over again. Also, as the infant grows older, pragmatic communication, social interests, and social skills may become a deficit, because the child responds to non-social stimuli at the cost of responding to social stimuli. One exception is echolalia, which is more often seen in children with autism. Echolalia does not require the same type of social interests as pragmatic communication, since copying words and sentences may be reinforcing in itself. This interpretation can be seen as a development of, and perhaps a more precise articulation of, the social motivation hypothesis, which focuses on the lack of social motivation and a deficit in the processing of social rewards. The social motivation hypothesis does not explain directly the presence of stereotyped and repetitive and restricted behaviors. A focus on the elevated effects of non-social reinforcers, however, may explain both the lack of social communication and social interest, as well as the presence of stereotyped and repetitive behaviors. In other words, an elevated motivation for non-social stimuli may result in the behaviors that define autism.